And we are back home where we belong on BDS Radio. This is the Big D Zone. I'm your host, Prince Big D, along with one of my best co-hosts, and I would like to thank him for taking his time out of his busy schedule to co-host this show. And we also have some very, very special guests that he brought on the line with us. First, let me introduce the co-host of the show. His name is Taro Jackson of Taro Jackson's Breakthrough, also better known as the Gospel Poet. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Taro Jackson. What's up, my brother?
How you doing, Big D?
Oh, I'm just excited to be back home on the air where I belong, and, you know, there's no other place to be but home right here on BBS Radio, man.
I knew it. I knew you was on air. I knew I saw something floating in the air. I knew it. That was you, right? I thought it was an airplane, but it was you.
And no, it's not else was what, but anyway.
Oh, well, it wasn't you. Gone now.
But we also have some guests. We have the Rag Dolls, and let me tell you, they are some talented dance troupe right here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. And let me tell you, I see a future in them that they're going to be around the world.
I'm telling you, they're going to be known. I'm telling you, when I first saw the Rag Dolls, Big D, I was just starting. I can't even dance like that. Back in the day, I was a dancer, but right now, nah. I'll leave it up to the young people.
That's right. Before we bring on the Rag Dolls, I'd like to mention there is a group that's listening, God Blessing is a worldwide gifting program. I have just joined them, and it is led by Chuck Harvey, and you know, they have different conference calls, and what makes it so special about this conference call that I'm about to give you more information about, it starts and ends with prayer. Now, I listen to two conference calls on Monday nights because I got to confess I love the comedy in the conference call. But let me give you the number of the live conference calls in the pen. They take place three nights. They'll take place Monday nights at 8 p.m., Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., and Saturday nights at 7 p.m., and their number is 724-444-7444, and the PIN number is 27237, pound, one, and then the pound sign. I'm going to repeat it again. I'll repeat it again a little bit later on the show. The number is 724-444-7444. The PIN number is 27237, pound, one, pound. And you got to forgive me for this assignment. It's so good to be back home. I miss being on BBS Radio, man.
I was so upset, Andy. Yeah. I thought I was going to break down and cry, man.
Wow. Wow, we're here now. And when I was getting set up to be back here on the air, one of the staff person we was getting ready to set up coming back here, even on tonight, Don and the staff, I appreciate them for wanting to bring back the Big D Zone back home where it belongs. But the staff person, she really misses the show. When I was talking to her and getting things set up, she was like, "Where have you been?"
I don't know. I told you to stop hanging in them go-go bars. I know the Rag Dolls are waiting, man. So,
I'll do the speech after the question. Taro Jackson will introduce me for the speech a little bit later on. But let's get with a question for the Rag Dolls. So, we'd like to say hello to everybody.
I got it. That's the Rag Dolls.
Yeah, hello, how you doing?
Okay. Oh, I hope that is. Shoot. Monkey nipple.
Well, the first question I have is, What are your names and ages?
My name is Elijah Jackson. I'm on 17, and my stage name is Trust.
Shanina Jackson. I'm 14. My stage name is McNina.
Hello, my name is David Jackson. I'm 16. My stage name is King B.
All right, and my next question is, what school do you attend to?
This is Elijah. I attend Lincoln High School in Jersey City.
This is Sheena. The school I attend is Texas County Vocational Technology School.
This is David. I attend to Westside.
All right. Sorry about that. Okay. I'm just so excited about this homecoming. It's a very exciting homecoming. My guest is the Ragdoll, and my co-host is Tyrone Jackson Breakthrough. If you just tuned into the Big D Zone, a very special night, and we are going to ask the question, how did the group the Ragdoll got started?
How did I got started? Well, I got started. It was back last year in October when we entered this contest in Barrington High School in North. And it was a talent show. So it started off as two at first. And then my brother and my sister had joined. And then it all made five. It made five, now it's down to three. But we still moving strong now.
All right. And now, why did you name the group the Ragdolls? And let me start the name the Ragdolls, by the way. It's WRAGDOLLSZ with a Z at the end. So why did you name the group the Ragdolls?
Well, because it was this character called Raggedy Ann. And we kind of got the idea of name Ragdolls, but we wanted to name it different. Like, we don't want to, like, name it just start with an R. And with a J or S, we just wanted to name it different and put our little own style into it. So we named
all
it with
right.
A W.
All right. And the next question that we have is, why did you choose Mrs. Ida Jackson to be the manager of the group?
Well, the reason why we chose her because, like, we could trust her. Like, she always put herself out her way to do stuff for us, like, get us outfits and stuff. And, she always try to get us shoes and stuff. Like, she try to get us connections and stuff. So, like, have been a very good help to us so far. It's been going along. So, yeah.
All right. You're tuned in to the Big D Zone on BTS Radio, a very special homecoming broadcast. Right now, we're going to be on every month until we get back to the time. We could be on week to week. And, ladies and gentlemen, my first stars is the Ragdolls out of Newark, New Jersey. And I'm about to ask the next question. How long has the Ragdolls been together as a group?
Since October last year. When October hit this year, it'll be a year. But, we just a fresh group that just started and stuff, but we still moving strong.
All right. Now, the next question is, who is the group put the dance together, or who put the dances together for the group?
Well, we all put the dances together. We always come up with ideas. Every time we dance, we always pick up ideas from each other to make us dance better. And, like, we always got each other's ideas and stuff. So it's just all of us that's put together.
All right. And how many places did the group perform?
Well, let me say, we perform at quite a few. We perform at schools, the clubs. Let me see stuff. I did, like, five or six churches. And we did stuff for the community, too. So we did quite a few, we did pretty much a lot, though.
All right, and what motivates you to keep doing what you do?
Power of fans.
Yeah, the fans. The
power of fans.
Yep. And also the ladies.
That's right. Never giving up on your dreams. That's right. I think one of my co-hosts is still telling me that in my mind. Never give up. Keep pushing yourself to move on. So that's what you got to do. Anyway, my next...
I'm sorry, Big D. I'm just saying, peace without works is dead.
That's right. That's right about that. You got that right. And what are your favorite dance moves that you all enjoy the most?
Well, we like hip-hop moves. We do hip-hop.
Also jazz a little bit. Bring it back to the 80s, too.
Oh, nice. Everybody remembers the 80s and the, and sometimes they used to break dance and, oh, man, that was very cool. Anyway, my last question for the group is, what is the future plans for the Ragdolls?
Well, we still continue to do what we're doing, what we do best. So, we still gonna be performing out in places and stuff, and hopefully we're gonna get up to the top. So, like, yeah, we gotta do this hard at what we do, and keep on going with the sheet. So, yeah.
Now, Tyrone, do you have any additional questions that you would like to ask the Rat Dogs? And I like to say that, Cameron is going to be very busy, not only with Breakthrough, but he's also helping out with the Ragdolls as well. But do you have any other additional questions for the Ragdolls?
Yes. What I would like to say, Big D, I just met the Ragdolls, I think about the beginning of January. And I kind of got hooked to the guys when I first started doing some recording with them. So I started hanging around here, and unfortunately, the family could not get rid of me, so I sort of kept coming. And then they decided that they wanted me to join along with the manager, Ida Jackson, and me to be their co-manager. So I was excited, but I was so shocked. I just jumped on it. So I was really excited about that.
I was just about to ask you that question because you told me when you called me before the show that you were such a shock. I mean, you were at good news that you were going to be the co-manager of the Rat Dogs. You was very excited. And I just like to know, what was your initial reaction when Miss Ida Jackson told you that she wanted you to be the co-manager? And I wanted to get it from your lips to the listeners' ears on how did you feel?
Well, it felt real good, Big D, because they didn't know me for a long time, like I say, and I'm still getting to know each one of them, and starting to grow on me, but it was just a great feeling. It felt like I won the lottery. It felt like I won the lottery and all that, but, hey, I got something better than the lottery. I got a new family, people around me that love me, care for me. I hope they do. I know I aggravate their nerves sometimes, but I just do it out of love. But my main question is to the group, because we're going to have a show on June the 13th. That's going to be Saturday, June the 13th, from 3 to 5, right down here in the city of North, 90 Lenox Street. It's only $5 to come. We're going to have food for you to purchase and enjoy the dances. Not only hear about it on this radio, bring your honeys on down and come to see the show. And another thing is, that's what I'm talking about. And those who are free on next Saturday, they're going to be performing at Banager High School at the auditorium for the network, All-Stars Network. I hope I got it right. But they're going to be there, and the tickets are $8. Bring your honeys down. Come and check them out. And I got one particular question for the Ragdoll. Is what are their favorite dance movies? That's all.
Dance movie? Dance movie?
Yeah, what's your favorite dance movie?
Step Up, so.
I like Step Up.
Step Up?
Yes. Yes, sir.
The man on there, oh my gosh, you see how he be moving.
Wow. I talked to him. They ain't give me no recognition. I talked. No one gave me a recognition. I'm coming out with a dance movie. It's called Boogaloo Boogaloo. That's right.
I wonder how many from that movie.
I'm just
we'll put it out in the theaters too.
Yeah, right. Nobody gonna want to see it, but I'm telling you, this dance group is awesome. They out of sight. They're a bunch of young people out here doing something positive. They could be out here selling drugs, getting involved with the gangs, and you know, but they here, they doing their thing. And sometimes, you know, when you're a group, you do have your disagreements and you have your little ups and downs. But when they get on that stage, you won't even think they had their ups and downs. They just be getting down, they be doing their thing, and they be getting it together. They were so good on my anniversary show.
Oh, man, yeah. It was awesome. Very good. Good. When I saw them doing that dance move, it was like a whole new level that they was putting themselves on. I mean, if it was on America's Next Best Dance Crew, they would have won hands down. I mean, they would have won. They would have blown the whole country away. I mean, I tell you.
But you know what I want to say, Big D? I don't want to leave nobody out because you know that's not me.
Nope.
Now, you know that the Rag Dolls are, you know, they doing their thing and they having a good time. But not only is the Rag Dolls a part of the family, they got this other group called the Skulls. Now, them cats are bad. They got this little cat named Ernest. This cat moving his body, twisting it and moving it up and moving it back and down and around. I don't know what Ernest be doing, but that boy be getting down. Then they got a Ray Ray. When Ray Ray want to act, right? Ray Ray be cool. Ray Ray know how to dance. Ray Ray is cool. We just got to pray for Ray Ray, that's all. But Ray Ray be good so you can see Ray Ray. And then we got Diane Crystal. She's the other part of the Skull. She be getting down. And Elijah and the whole group, everybody comes together and they teach one another. And like I said, they have their ups and downs. And sometimes they don't agree on everything. But they will get it together. But I'm telling you, when they're on stage, wham, ain't nothing like nothing. Tell you, they hit you so hard, it's like wham, it's like spam and ham. I don't know what I just said, Big D. Just pray for me.
I think you've been listening to too much Michael Bazin.
Hey, I'll come up with my own words, monkey nipples and all that.
Woo-hoo. But anyway, once again, you're listening to the show that, you know what, everybody that's a guest on the show is a star, no matter who you are. Even a co-host is a star. And once again, EPSRadio.com, station 2, each and every month. And you know what? There are ways that you can help support this show. I mean, this is a homecoming. I mean, I haven't been on in a couple of months, but I am trying to keep things added, like Breakthrough, my show, and Running for Politics. I mean, these are part of my dream. If you take that dream away, then what else would I have? I mean, you know, these are my dreams, and Tuttle has his dream of being a big-time television star, which he already is, as the star of the hottest show, TV show, Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, which is aired on Channel 19, Monday night at 7 p.m., so if you're listening on the Newark area, please do not forget to watch Taro Jazz's Breakthrough. I mean, that show got something for everybody, man, something for everybody. And the Rag Dolls has been on show, and, whew, I just can't say enough about Breakthrough and what it has in store. We're trying to get Breakthrough a national, worldwide audience. That's one of our goals. So it can happen.
We're gonna get there.
If it happens for all these shows, if it happens for all these cats, it can happen for Breakthrough. It can happen for Rad Dog. It can happen for anybody. Remember mind that bird on the in the Kentucky Derby? He came from last to first. I mean, he came out of nowhere. I mean, even the fans couldn't believe it. Even the announcer couldn't believe it. So, look out. Look out. Any other words that you want to say before I get to these commercials and then ask if you have anything that, what's going on with the church, Fellowship Empowerment Center?
Well, there's a lot of things that's going on at my church. We always got events on every Sunday, everybody. I know some people go to church, they may have a program maybe once in the blue on a Sunday afternoon, but my church always got something going on. If y'all just bored and you don't know what you want to do, just come on down and see Tyler Jackson's Breakthrough down at the Fellowship Empowerment Center located at 682 Park Avenue. That's 682 Park Avenue in the city of East Orange, where the Reverend Peter Winstead is the pastor. We do a lot with the performing arts. So if y'all poets, singers, dancers, booger pickers, we don't care what you are. Just come on down.
All right, but just forget about the last part, though.
Hold on. My bad. Please come on down to our Sunday morning worship service. We have worship service 9 o'clock in the morning. I know a lot of people are like, 9 o'clock in the morning? Oh, my God. Yes, but we have it 9 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock. We serve free breakfast. Free. We all like that word free, especially when it comes to food. So you
That's
get a
right.
free meal, and then later on, like I say, around 4 o'clock, you get ready for whatever event. It could be a play. It could be an African-American. And this Sunday, we are celebrating people that we want to say thank you to, along with our show. So we do a lot of things. I could go on and on and on, but we only got our show, ladies and gentlemen. So if y'all want more information about Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough and everything else with the ragdolls, the skulls, and what's going on with the Fellowship Empowerment Center, I'm pretty sure the show will let you get all that information before the show is over.
That's right. They could get in touch with me, or they could get in touch with my racist co-host. And let me say to the ragdolls, I want to thank you so much for being on this program. We're going to have you on other programs. Oh, it's not over with yet. It's not over with yet by a long shot. Any other station or any other place that the Big D Zone is going to be broadcasting, we are going to have you on the show so we can bring you out to the next level. You know, we want to help you all get out there because you are doing something positive for the community, just like my co-host said. So we want to help you get out there as much as we possibly can.
Well, thank you.
No problem. So we are definitely going to let you know when it's the next couple of broadcasts. And Carol, just in case if I forget during the hour, would you let me know who is going to be the next guest? Because we do have a next guest for the broadcast next month or in June or July. Let us know who the next guest is going to be, because you said you had an artist that wanted to come on the show.
I got two slobber knockers for you.
I want
to call on one of the new young ladies that I'm managing. Her name is Tiffany Jackson. She's a gospel artist. She's getting started. She's been taking voice lessons. And I also would like to have the group, the Skulls, to come on.
All right.
That's a young group.
We could definitely arrange that. We're coming on monthly. But if you would like to help the show, we need your help so that we can continue to come on monthly, or we could also try to get back to our weekly program. We need your help. For more information, you can get in contact with this number. I'm going to say it slow like a bass usually says. 862-218-6912. That is 862-218-6912. There's a lot of ways that you can help sponsor the show. Like the one that I mentioned earlier, I feel like God Blessing is a worldwide Christian gifting program. And like I said before, the cause begins and ends with prayer, and they are Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then there's also two ways you can get into the call. One is the live conference calls, and the other one is the record opportunity call. I'm trying to get as many people to the live conference call as possible. So here is the number. 724. Oh. Don't forget about the one. 444-7444. Okay, hear it again. 724-444-7444. The PIN number is 27237 pound, one sign, and a pound sign. Now, if you don't have any time, if you press for time, there's a recorded opportunity call. That number is 712-432-1590. That's 712-432-1590. And the PIN number is 960-286-POUND. That's 960-286-POUND. They will explain all about the program, and, you know, they'll tell you what it's about and how to get started. And then if you always have questions, you can also call me back. And they also have a website I'll get to you later on at the end of the show. But before I get to that, the other way is we're going to have some fundraisers planned. The one fundraiser we're going to have planned is in Newark, New Jersey, and I want you to come to those fundraisers. Come to those fundraisers. That one of the fundraisers that I'm planning, I'll let you know during the next show as soon as I make the decision when is that going to be. But one of the days is either August 8th, that is a Saturday. It'll be either at 3 or 4 p.m., or the next day will be Thursday, September 3rd. It could be either 7 or 8 p.m., but it will be held at 601 Broad Street, North New Jersey, and I will give that information as soon as it gets close to that time and date. Now, Tyrone, you have another thing that you would like to do before we get this show rolling, continuing here?
Yeah, I know the Ragdolls are still on the line, and they're really excited about being on the show, and they want to know what station they are. So give them the station real quick, real slow, so we can go on with the flow of the show, because people want to know what they are. They want to hear themselves. They're excited. Give it to them, Big D.
Of course, here's the station identification. You are tuned in to PBSRadio.com. For more information, go to www.pbsradio.com. B as in boy, S as in Sam, radio.com. And station two is the station that we're on, and this is a monthly show, the Big D Zone, right back where we belong on bbsradio.com. Once again, the name of the website is www.bbsradio.com. And we
are talking about people. Dot com. You got any .com now?
That's right.
But I know they're still on the line, and they're excited. They want people to hear them. So maybe you could get them to help you out with the rest of the show. I'm here too, but let them have some fun.
All right. I want them to help me out. You know, I'm giving a speech, so I'd like to have one of the Ragdolls to help introduce me. I'll let them know what I'm trying to do. And take it away, any member of the Ragdolls.
Can you repeat that, please?
You need a repeat, Big D.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess everybody is excited because it is homecoming. But I am running for office, so I would like to one of the Ragdolls to introduce me to give the a speech that will be given tonight on the Big D Zone. Any member of the Ragdolls can introduce me to give the speech.
To introduce you, right? All right. I'd like to introduce you, Deshaun. I'd like to introduce Deshaun on the show. Alright.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And it's a wonderful introduction. And this is the part where I'm going to give one of my monthly speeches from now to election. Ladies and gentlemen.
Big D.
Yes.
Big D. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do no interruptions, but you say you're running from office. Why are you running away, Big D?
not that kind of run.
Oh, you're running for office. I thought you was running from somebody. I'm sorry. Go on, I'm so sorry. Shoot, I don't know what to do. I thought you were running from Ernest or somebody. Go on.
Let me give my focus there. The good thing I have my speech with me because I don't get you every time, especially when you come on this show. But anyway, here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I come before the voters of the state of New Jersey. I am ready to lead this state. I live in this state for 35 years of my life. I am running for this office of governor of New Jersey to show that I am not afraid to fight. I have been blind ever since I was born. All my life, I had to fight. Fight for acceptance. Fight for respect. And now, I am still fighting for a better life. But I am still ready to fight for you, the voter. I have ideas that will bring jobs back to New Jersey, like lowering or getting rid of corporate taxes. That is way too high. We are losing too many companies and too many jobs are leaving New Jersey. We need to bring those jobs back. And now, another idea I have is reward those companies who hire more employees or reward those who become self-employed so that we can lower the state unemployment rate. And now, Section 8, a program that helped pay rent for apartments, for people living in the apartment, Section 8 must be reopened. I repeat, Section 8 must be reopened. We are being paid less, and we are forced to pay more for almost everything. And, well, when I am in office, things will change. Within the next few months, we are going to talk about my ideas that I have just mentioned. And so I would like to thank God for giving me these ideas. And, you know, I just like to thank you to all the voters in New Jersey. You now have a choice, either independent, Democrat, or Republican. Let's make some more history by doing so much more, not less. Please join me as I put my hands into the ground and then get the Garden State will grow again. New Jersey, it is time for a change. Thank you, everybody, and God bless you. But we're not over with the show yet because would you like to say any additional words, Brother Tyrone, or anybody at the Ragdolls?
Well, I'm going to let the Ragdolls do some talking for a little bit, then I'll come on back. I'm with the Ragdolls, maybe just tell a little bit more about what they do. And I know that Elijah, part of the Ragdolls, they're looking for more dancers to come and join and also the Skulls. But I'm going to let them speak on that, Big D. They can speak on that for themselves.
Sure, go right ahead.
We're looking for more dancers. The age group for the Skulls, it can be from 8 to 12. Girl or boy, either or. And for the Ragdolls, from 13 to 18. The number you could reach us at, it's my manager number. I'll give you my manager number. It's 973-766-0343. Again, 973-766-0343. Her name is Jackson. And the co-manager, it's Mr. Tyrone Jackson.
He will also give you information on what the Ragdolls need. If any of you want to get his information, he will be glad to tell you that Peter a little bit later on during the program before we sign off. And right now we're just having some fun and are welcoming back to DBS Radio. And, boy, let me tell you, Black Dog, what you missed on DBS Radio. I mean, we had a blooper where we was talking to a poet, and then my phone had cut off on me right in the middle of the show. And the poet was going on, and she was doing a good job of the poem. And then we had to start off from the beginning again. So, I know that there's more shows to come, and we would like to have you definitely be a part of any show that the Big D owns. And I know Freight Through is definitely helping you get the exposure that your group so needed. And you are stars. You are already stars, so we got to get you to America's Next Best Dance Crew. So we got to get you on there. You're good. You're good.
Hey,
anybody like that? Anything?
Hey, Big T.
Yes, sir.
One of the scholars just want to say hello. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Hello, Big D.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How you?
I'm doing good. You're live on the radio here on bbsradio.com, station 2. What's on your mind?
Nothing.
Nothing much. You just want to say hello and say hello to everybody. Tell me a little bit more about the group, that what you're doing, and tell me a little bit about how y'all got started. Connor, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
All right. So, what school do you attend?
Huh?
What school do you attend?
13th Avenue.
13th Avenue School? So, you're giving a shout-out to them right now on bbsradio.com, station 2. So, how is things for your school?
Can you read that? Repeat that again.
Oh, okay.
I want you to repeat it, Big D. She didn't hear you quite well.
Oh, she didn't hear? Oh, I'm sorry. She said she went to 13th Avenue School, and I was saying, how was school doing for her? How was her days at school?
Nice.
Oh, fine. Good, good. That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. You get ready to enjoy your summer off in the next month?
Yes.
You get ready to enjoy your summers off within the next month, like in June?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. So what do you want to do in the summer? How you gonna relax? What are you gonna do?
Keep on dancing.
Oh, keep on dancing? Oh, that's what I like to hear. Alright. So, you like to tell us any other thoughts that you might have?
Yes. The school I attend is Alexander.
Alexander?
Yes.
And, what do you plan to do for the summer?
Just keep on practicing dancing.
Practicing dancing? Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Anybody else would like to get their thoughts?
I think that's it up the rag. I mean, up the skulls. They're excited. They're a little tired, but they be dancing. They be practicing hard, too. And
exactly.
They're going to be getting their thing on, too, as well. So I like to make some repeats. I want to do some rewind. I mean, do a rewind. If you want to come out and see some good dancing on the all-new Tyron Jackson's Breakthrough, go bring your honeys on down to 90 Lenox Street on Saturday, June the 13th, year 2009, from 3 to 5, and come and have a good time. We're going to have the Rag Dolls, one of the dancers that's going to be coming out, they're going to be doing their thing, and we're also going to have the Skulls. So if y'all want to come on down, come on down. And you can also reach Tyron Jackson, the all-new Tyron Jackson's Breakthrough, at 862-755-6957. That again is 862-755-6957. 7. Hey, 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 if you want to come on down and have a good day, well, we're looking for you to watch the all-new Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. And come on down and have a good time, y'all, because we're going to have the rag dolls and the scarves. And that's all I got to say, y'all, so come on down.
Tyrone, you're always joking around and always being funny, but that's what we like. You know what? We could make you a comedian, you know, like a Tyler Perry or, who is one of the good comedians? Well, there's so many good comedians. We could put you, in there as soon as we get to national TV. You know what? We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
Yes, sir. A lot of people watch the program, and I get a lot of response. If people just comes to me, and they just saying they enjoyed you, they enjoyed me, they enjoyed the guests, and that's what keeps people watching the show, because we bring our own flavor to the show. We let everybody be themselves. We have fun. We laugh. We talk. We do skits. We do it all. We just have a good time. And that's the best thing about the show. This show is not scripted, ladies and gentlemen. We don't do script shows. We just come up with ideas, we put them together, and we just do it. And that's what makes the show a hit, because people loves it. I get so many responses. People had a good laugh. People got something out of it. And if they just laugh and enjoy themselves, hey, we did our job.
And I think that's why the Rag Dolls love being on the show, because we let them be themselves. We let the Rag Dolls be themselves. We let any big guest be themselves. That's why they like coming on Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough.
That's what it's all about. You got to give people an opportunity to be them. I can't expect the Rag Dolls to be like you. I can't expect them to be like me. They got to be like them. And they come up with their own ideas. They even wrote a skit already. It's called Class Clowns. They came up with their own concept, told me what they wanted, and they did it. So, that's on them. I'm going to do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff sometimes. Sometimes I'm going to let them take over and do what they want to do. As long as it's something positive, as long as it's something fun and that they want to do, hey, let's do it. I don't care if they want to spin on their necks. Let them go ahead. I ain't spinning on my neck, though.
You know what? I just got an idea on live national radio. I got an idea on live national radio.
Oh, Lord. Uh-oh.
Let's make the Rag Dolls one of the official dancers of Breakthrough when we get to national and worldwide television, because it's already going to be there. And then, you know, let's make
the
more...
You know what, Big D? You know what, Big D, I'm going to have to disagree on you on that. Why we got to wait till we get national on Big Nasty? Why we can't start now? Why we already on TV? And then they get big and we go on further. Let's do it now. I don't got no time to be waiting.
Let's do it now. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what,
Let them start off on... Hey, Big D, I just came up with an idea, too. Guess what?
What?
This is what it is. Every show, we should have the Rag Dolls to come up with a different dance, and they do a different dance on every show, and maybe we can have them to teach a dance on the show, and maybe we'll give them a segment where the Rag Dolls will have a segment where they will teach people how to do this dance. And that will help the Rag Dolls and also the Skulls to get new people in if they see them practicing and teaching the people who are watching the show. So how does that sound?
Where is my applause? Where's my applause machine? That deserves a definite applause right there. That is great. Excellent. That's a home run! Tyrone Jackson delivers a good home run for a Tyrone Jackson Breakthrough. I've been watching too much baseball. I've been listening to too much baseball.
Yeah, you're right, Big D, but for real, I think that'll be a great idea. That'll give them the chance to do some more practicing, because I'm their co-manager. So as their co-manager talking right now, they're going to do some more practicing, because I'm going to put them to work.
That's right.
And I don't think the manager will mind either. I think the manager would like that. I'll give them a chance to show the people on TV how they dance. So I think I might have to film that maybe tonight, right now, after we get off the phone on this interview, and have them to do that. And so that way they could do their thing, or maybe they want to do it another day. I don't know, but they're probably going to get me for this. But it's going to call You Should Be Dancing.
That sounds good. Nice. I like
that.
Can
you hear that? You heard that? You heard that? I want a hot dog for that. before we go off the air in a few minutes, but we're going to come back on next month. We're going to come back on BBS Radio next month. And please help support this show. I want to keep things running. I want to bring more stars, more everyday stars, more stars for this show. And we want to do other things on this show. We want to bring more views on this show because they're the next Big D's owner. They're the next Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. You know, they're the next show regardless. So there are ways that you could support this show. One is you could join a worldwide Christian gifting program, God's Blessing. But first, I want you to investigate the gifting program by calling the live conference call, which will be held Mondays at 8 p.m., Wednesdays at 9 p.m., Saturdays at 7 p.m. Here's the number again, 724-444-7444. PIN number is 27237, #1. And get this, they begin and end the call with prayer. And I call 2 Mondays because I like the comedy that's here on Monday, so you definitely enjoy the laugh. And another way is you could send in donations. Now, for more information on how you could do that, you could call this number, which is 862-218-6912. That's 862-218-6912. And if you send a straight donation, you can send it as little as $5, you can send $10, you can send whatever as your heart's desire. And, you know, we want to keep this show running. We want to keep Big D Zone going on other stations as well. We want to expand. We want to expand and keep this going. I can't express it enough because this is one of my passions. I'm glad Tyrone and I'm glad the Rad Dogs is sharing in this passion right now. And we're going to leave the poem for another time because it's about 9:46 in the East Coast and it's probably about 6:46 on the West Coast. But anyway, anything anyone would like to ask before we go off the air? Anyone would like anything that they would like to ask?
Anybody for the right now want to say something?
Well, yeah, thanks, Vicky, for having us on the air tonight. We appreciate it.
We're not done yet by a long shot, but you're quite welcome. We're going to have some things lined up in the near future. We're going to have some other radio, and you're going to also be back on BBS Radio. We want to do, like, an update, like, what have you been doing since we last talked. And so you're definitely going to be a regular, so. So now the Big D Zone can't get rid of you. So you're going to be a part of the Big D Zone family. How's that?
That's good. That's fine with me. It's fine with us, I mean. That's right.
And we have an event for the Skulls too. We're gonna let you know when you're gonna be on the radio. We're gonna let you know when you're going to appear on different events. I'm gonna have fundraisers, not only for the station, not only for the show, but also for the political fundraiser. I call my thing the station WBDR. I always answer as WBDR. Who knows? Maybe I should have a station and It could happen. Remember my network? Well, it's just about 9:48 in the PM and 6:48 in the West, or whatever you may be hearing us from on bbsradio.com. You're listening to the Big D's Zone on www.bbsradio.com. Station 2. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. And once again, I'd like to say thank you to Don and his staff for doing an excellent job putting this show back on the air, because it's been a dream of mine ever since I've been here. Other radio personalities got into it, and I started getting involved in radio off of another show. I just got hooked, man. Just like I got hooked helping Tyrone with his dream of breakthrough, and now Tyrone is helping the Ragdoll with their dancing career. I mean, it's just exciting just to see people helping people. Remember, pass us all, be kind to yourself and be kind to somebody else. That is what we're doing. We're being kind to stars. Everybody that come on the show is a star. So I would like to, and first and foremost of all, I'd like to thank God for putting this show back on the air. So, you know, I'll definitely be praising God on tomorrow, because, you know, this is another way of ministering. You're helping people out. Anybody have anything to add before we get ready to go off the air?
I would like to say one thing, Big D. I'd like to give today's encouragement word.
Go ahead.
And today's encouragement word is to all my sisters and brothers, please be kind to each other. That's all I got to say is about that. If you want somebody to be nice to you, you got to be nice to others. And if you ain't kind to yourself, then how are you going to be kind to somebody else? So that's all I got to say. To all my sisters and brothers, please be kind to each other.
That's right. And never give up. Never give up on what you're going to do. Never give up on what you want to do. You know, the enemy is always trying to attack us through the day, through the week. He may attack you a couple of times during the week and make you have a crazy week. But you know what? It's Friday. You made it. We made it. You know, I had a rough week before getting on this homecoming program. But you know what? I'm a survivor. I text Tyrone. I said, I'm a survivor. The week is finally over. And, you know, I just made it. I want to thank God. And I just thank him because, you know, people who may be listening, they might be going through something. But my testimony is I just made it through a rough week, and God was on my side, even if I was so low. And Tyrone was testing me never to give up. He wanted me to live my life. So, Tyrone, you're part of this testimony, man. I want to thank you for being a lookout brother, man.
No problem, man. And don't let no one stand in your way for having a good day. I don't care who it is. If they got a bad day, that's their problem. Move away from them. Step to the side. Don't let no one get in your way for having a good day. You got to control. You got the power to have a good day. It's all up to you. Ain't nobody can ruin it but yourself. So if you're going to be around with somebody who got some mess, you tell them take that doodle and flush it down the toilet.
That's right.
That's all I got to say.
And once again, we'd like to thank this month's star, which is the Ragdoll. And I'm going to say this again. Please help the show with whatever donation that you could give. We want to keep putting this show not only on BBS Radio, the official home of the Big D Zone, but we want to put it each and every media that we can. We want to put people that want to have opportunities such as this. I mean, who would have ever heard of somebody giving a chance to young people to be on the radio and have their voices heard and have their, you know, school shout out like that? I mean, who would have heard of this? Only here on the Big D Zone, the official homecoming of the Big D Zone. I would like to thank the Ragdoll for coming on the show, and I would like to thank the Skull for coming on the show, and I would like to thank my co-host, Mr. Tyrone Jackson, the Tyrone Jackson, to being on the Big D Zone, and we will see you, actually, we will come back to you next month. We will let we will let you know the date probably either on air or you will see it on screen on bbsradio.com when it's the next show. So keep on checking bbsradio.com and keep the internet tuned.
Big D. I don't mean to be rude, but there's only one thing that we got to do before we end this show.
What's that?
Turn off your computer sets.
Well, that's something that I've always said, but, and we will say goodnight on BBS Radio.
Good night.